XL bully dogs are to be banned in Ireland under new regulations set to be announced today by Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys. The move comes after several high-profile dog attacks by XL bullies. However, some dog owners say the breed is not vicious if they're given proper affection. Ella McGovern has six XL bully adult dogs and 13 puppies. She spoke to our reporter, Etna Dodd.
I think it's because people think that they're big and scary and they want to look tough with them, and they think that it's a good thing, like, to have them vicious, but they're not a vicious dog. It's like, if you give them loads of affection, they will be as soft as anything. I have six, and then my dog had 13 puppies, so there's a lot of them.
Is this your first litter you're trying to sell now?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think you'll do more in the future?
Don't think so, not with the way that everything is going with them. People don't really want to buy them now, so I'm actually struggling to get rid of them because not a lot of people think that they're a nice dog now to have.
And in terms of wearing a muzzle, would you ever put a muzzle on your dog?
Well, if push came to shove and it was either put a muzzle on my dog or get my dog put down, I'd happily put the muzzle on him. But, like, if there's no need for a dog to wear a muzzle, that's fine. Like, there's little small dogs out there that need muzzles. They'd nip your ankles, and then big XL bullies that wouldn't touch a fly, they're getting told that they need muzzles.
Laura Hogan, our North East correspondent, has details of the new regulations to ban XL bullies. Laura, we heard Ella McGovern there speaking well of her XL bullies, but these dogs are associated with some horrific attacks. Remind us of that, starting with the death of a woman in Limerick last month.
Yes, Keane. Well, it's just over a month ago now since Limerick woman Nicole Morey died in a dog attack. She had just celebrated her 23rd birthday before losing her life in these horrific circumstances. And Miss Morey had been attacked by her own dog, an XL bully, at her home near the village of Ballyneety in County Limerick. People will also remember the case of 9-year-old Alejandro Maizan, who suffered severe facial injuries when he was mauled by an XL bully when he was out playing with his friends in Enniscorthy, County Wexford, 2 years ago. And while the issue of dog control, it comes on and off the agenda every so often, it was that awful tragedy involving the death of Nicole Morey this summer that really brought this issue of dog control to the fore once again. Now, a task force to look at this issue had already been set up last March, and they were asked once again to look at the issue of restricted breeds, of which the XL bully is one. And it's understood that Minister Heather Humphreys, whose Department of Rural and Community Development has responsibility for policy in this area, will say that this ban is being brought in order to protect public safety.
Well, what's proposed in this ban?
Well, these new regulations will be brought in two stages between October and February. So from the 1st of October, it will be illegal to breed, sell, rehome or import XL bullies. The second phase will be brought in on the 1st of February next year. And at this point, there will be a ban on owning an XL bully dog unless the owner has a special certificate of exemption. Now, XL bullies, as I say, are already on a list of restricted breeds, which means there are certain rules for them and their owners, including that they're muzzled when they're in public. But they will be the first breed to be banned here in Ireland.
Now, you mentioned the certificate of exemption. How can people get one of those?
Well, this ban will effectively mean that there can now be no new owners of XL bullies from October, but existing owners will be able to keep their dogs so long as they can prove that they're following the rules. The certificates of exemption, they will only be given to owners who meet certain criteria, including that their dogs have a licence, are microchipped and neutered as well. And it's understood there could also be further additions to these criteria also that are still under discussion. Now, they will have between October and February to apply for these exemptions, and if after next February 2025 an owner of an XL bully is found not to be compliant with these new rules, their dogs can then be seized and euthanised.
There's a ban like this in place in parts of the UK. So do we know how it would be policed here?
Well, there is a lead-in time of a few months between the first phase, between now and October, and then again between phase one and two next February. Exact details on enforcing these new measures are still unclear, but it's understood that a number of government departments and state agencies are working together on how this will be implemented and enforced.
Finally, animal welfare groups, what are they saying?
Yeah, well, this announcement will bring Ireland in line with the rest of with the United Kingdom, and rules on both sides of the border here will be broadly the same, as a similar ban just came into effect in Northern Ireland just exactly a week ago today. Now, there it has been met with some opposition from some quarters, including the USPCA. The animal welfare charity based in Newry is opposed to the ban there. It says that while dog attacks are hugely concerning, of course, that similar bans on other breeds in the UK haven't stopped dog attacks, and the solution to dog aggression is much more nuanced than just banning a particular breed, and comes down to things like how the dog is bred, its life experiences, how responsible its owner is, and so on. They've also said that it's putting rescue facilities and shelters in a really difficult situation where they can no longer accept these dogs, and if they already have them, their options are to apply for one of these exemptions and keep the dog in the shelter indefinitely, or to put down a healthy dog. And similar concerns raised on this side of the border. Fiona Squibb from the Allow the SPCA also worrying that shelters here could find themselves stuck in that situation where they can't take a dog in and it can't be rehomed. And also that question of enforcement, who is going to police this? And as I said, while there have been calls for this kind of action to be taken following on from serious attacks, there will be many out there, especially the owners of XL Bully Dogs, who will be unhappy about this announcement today.
Laura Hogan, thank you. More on that story throughout the course of the day.